Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture from the book of Psalms, chapter 91 and verse 15. It's a beautiful verse, and it says that he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I like that. Right? He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Isn't that amazing scripture? Hallelujah. I was so blessed meditating upon the word and praying, so excited in my spirit, because the Lord is so awesome, amazing, glorious to lend his ear to hearken to our prayers. So my dear brothers and sisters, if you are battling illness today, or any sickness, God says in Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord who heals you. Just receive that. Amen. If you are facing a problem that seems as big as a mountain, Jesus says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Amazing scripture in Mark chapter 11, 23 to 24. This is where the creative miracle lies. Amen. Yet, if you are in trouble today, God says, I will set him on high in Psalm 91, 14 and 15. And then he says, because he has known my name, he shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And I will honor him. Hallelujah. What a powerful promise this morning. Amen. Notice to whom this promise is made to. It is nobody else, not the people of the world, but to them, those who know my name, God says. And as a redeemed child of God, that is you, here are four things that God has promised you. Within these scriptures, first he says is that he will answer your prayer. Amen. So remember that God is interested in answering your prayer. Secondly, to be with you in your troubles. Are you in trouble? He says, I will be with you in your trouble. Thirdly, he says, I will deliver you. Amen. He says, if you are in a trouble, if you are in sickness, if you are in the crossroads of your life, I will deliver you. Then he says, fourthly, I will honor you. Isn't that amazing? He'll not only deliver you, but lift you up, honor you, and bless you. So these are the four stages of answered prayer. Whichever stage you are in today, be confident that God loves and cares for you. Amen. And his willingness to answer your prayer is not dependent upon your performance, but upon Christ's performance on your behalf. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. Who's the beloved? Jesus Christ. Because you are accepted in Christ, you can be sure that God will answer your prayers. Amen? It settles the score. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. What a blessed assurance you grant unto us, O Father God, that if we call upon you, you are going to answer us. Hallelujah. And this morning we call upon the name of Yahweh. We call upon the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. And we want to say thank you for your greatness and for your goodness, that you are the creator of the whole universe, yet you desire to answer the prayers of your people, because we are accepted in the beloved, in Christ Jesus. And so therefore, Lord, you hearken to our prayers. And we want to say thank you. Today, Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Lord, you will increase our faith to believe in the promises of God and believe that whatever we have prayed will be answered and is answered. And we want to say thank you. We receive our answers to our prayer in faith in Jesus' name and give you all the glory for answered prayer. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, flourish and prosper them and keep them from the appearance of the enemy, because they are yours. I also pray, Lord, for the ones who may be sick. Lord, your word says, I am the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah. Lord, I speak healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the praise, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the power, and the authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.